Sonny and Buddy, in company with Charcoal, went back to the cave hoping to discover just what was hidden there. Buddy took the route around the side of the cave, while Sonny and Charcoal went through the main entrance. They crossed over the deep pit and under a barbed wire fence to the second entrance of the cave. There they heard sounds of a quarrel, and then... But suppose we let Sonny tell it. Here's the three of them outside the entrance as Sonny says...
Buddy, are you all right?
Yes, I'm okay.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad. I was afraid you got trapped in the cave after the explosion.
What explosion?
But didn't you hear that explosion and the whistle?
Yes, I heard the whistle. But what did you find in the cave?
Well, just as we suspected, we found a door hidden behind a big rock on the other side of that hole that you fell into. And we heard voices in behind the door. I peeked in a crack, and there were several men in there. And two of them were having a quarrel. One man pulled a gun, and the other fellow said if he didn't put down the gun, he'd throw a stick of dynamite and blow the cave all to pieces. So Charcoal blew the whistle, and we ran, just as we heard the explosion.
Oh, Sonny, that wasn't no dynamite explosion. If that man had threw that stick of dynamite like he said he was going to do, we all wouldn't be standing here talking about it now. No, sir, we'd be knocking on the golden gates and asking St. Peter to let us in.
Well, it was some kind of an explosion, Charcoal.
Yeah, but it wasn't dynamite. That sounded like a pistol shot. I reckon when that fella threatened to throw that stick of dynamite, the other man what was holding the pizarro beat him to it and shot him down. I bet 2 bits if we went back and looked in that room in the cave, we'd find a dead man there.
Do you think so, Charcoal? Let's go back and see.
No, sir. We ain't going back in that cave no more. Well, they might still be fighting it. They're liable to take another notion to blow up that cave.
Well, let's go and report it to the police. They should know all about this. Sonny, could you tell what the men were fighting about?
Yeah, something about money. And one of the men said he'd go to the police and tell all he knew about Sloppy Jim.
Oh, boy! Then we have got a clue at last. If those gangsters didn't kill Sloppy Jim, well, maybe they know who did. Come on, let's go and tell the police before they make their getaway.
Wait a minute. Look at that, Sonny. It's your leg bleeding. You has been cut.
Yeah, I know it. When I was running out of the cave, I stumbled and fell and cut my knee on a rock.
Well, let's hurry back home and put some medicine on it.
Oh, it'll be all right soon.
Well, here, let's put a little piece of white paper on the cut, and that'll stop the bleeding. Have you got a piece of paper in your pocket?
No.
Oh, never mind. Here's a little piece of paper on the ground. It looks clean. Oh, it's folded up. That's good. You can take the inside of it and just wet it and stick it on the cut place on your leg.
Yeah, here, Charcoal, pull the flashlight over here so Buddy can see how to put it on my leg.
All right.
Yeah, that's okay. Wait a minute, Buddy. Don't tear that paper. Here, let me see it. Oh, boy!
What's the matter?
Buddy, Charcoal, look. Do you know what this piece of paper is that you were about to tear?
What is it?
Look, it's the check that the sheriff lost. Our $500 reward check.
Oh, boy, let me see it. If that... isn't luck.
I'll say it is.
The sheriff said he lost that check out here somewhere.
Yeah, but he said he lost it in that hole in the cave.
Maybe the wind blew it out here.
Wait a minute. Ain't this somewhere near the spot where Jim's body was found?
Yes, sir. It sure is. Don't you remember? They found him right over there by that clump of bushes.
Come on, let's get away from this spot.
Yeah, come on. Let's hurry and show this check to the sheriff. Boy, won't he be surprised when he sees it?
Well, it's too bad you cut your knee, Sonny. But if he hadn't cut it, Buddy never would have picked up that piece of paper and found that $500 check, would you? So it's just like they say, it's a stiff wind that don't blow nobody no harm.
No, Charcoal. You mean it's an ill wind that blows no good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, let's get back to the house car.
It won't be but just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry to keep you waiting, but it'll be worth waiting for. Just be patient for a minute from now, please, and the big show will start.
Charcoal! I wonder where he can be.
Yes, just like I told you, Miss Betsy. Charcoal is gone. He's run away.
Oh, I don't think so, Sheriff. Charcoal has been with us for years.
I'd stake my life on Charcoal's honesty, Sheriff.
So would I.
Well, that don't prove nothing. Charcoal might have been the one that killed Jim, and when things got too hot for him around here, he might have got scared and run away.
But Sonny and Buddy are gone, too.
Well, they're very likely fleeing somewhere near, and when they hear the calliope, they'll come running. We'll go ahead with the opening, Betty, and they'll be here in a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me call your attention once more to my wonder medicine here. It's manufactured in my own plant. It's made of the purest of nature's herbs. There is absolutely nothing contained in this bottle that will hurt even the smallest child. And it will absolutely cure any ill of man or beast that can be cured by medicine. It's only $1 a bottle,
then. Dad! Here comes Sonny and Buddy now! now.
Hurry, boy, hurry. We're waiting for you. Where have you been?
Dad, we've got the good news. Wait until we tell you about it.
Well, I haven't time to listen now, boys. The crowd has been waiting here a long time. Let's get on with the show, and then you can give me the big news that you have.
They're here, ladies and gentlemen. Those magnificent little entertainers you've been waiting for. Here is Rastus.
I'm far obliged to you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen.
And here is Sambo.
I do. Good evening. How is everybody? Say, Doc, I see here in the paper where a terrible accident happened downtown today. It says here, terrible accident in streetcar. A woman had her eye on a seat, and a man came in and sat on it. Here's a chance for somebody to get a job. It says here in this paper, let's see, it says, wanted, boy to deliver eggs, 17 years old.
It's always funny the way people get things mixed up in writing, ain't it?
Yes, sure is.
I know a lady doctor what was writing out a prescription for two children what had the measles. Yeah, and at the same time, another woman wrote to the lady doctor and wanted to know how to make pickles. Well, the lady doctor wrote the prescription, but she got them in the wrong envelope. She sent the measles woman the pickles recipe, and the woman that wanted to know how to make pickles, well, she got the prescription for measles. Well, sir, when the measles woman opened her letter, here's what it said to do with her children. Scald them 3 or 4 days in hot vinegar. Salt them until they are cured. Put spices on them. Pack them in a bottle. And don't forget to cork them up tight.
Sambo's ready for the song, folks. And he says he's just got to sing a torch song. All right, Sambo.
Sing a torch song, for that's the way I feel. When I feel a thing, then I can sing. It must be real. I couldn't sing a gay song, it wouldn't be sincere. I could never croon a happy tune without a tear. I have my dreams, but one by one they vanish in the sky. I try to smile and face the sun, but romance passes by. I've got to sing a torch song to someone far apart, for the torch I bear is burning there, right in my heart.
Hey, Sambo, you know when we first come to this town and went over to that little boy's house and named them two little chickens?
Yeah. You named one of them Clark Gable and one of them Greta Garbo.
Yeah. Well, I made a big mistake when I named them. Because last week, Clark Gable hatched out 12 little chickens. And Greta Garbo's got spurs on her legs 2 inches long.
Well, that was quite a mistake. And now Rastus invites all the little boys and girls to get aboard the good ship Lollipop.
On the good ship Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl do a tootsie roll with the big bad devil food cake. If you eat too much, you'll awake with a tummy ache on the good ship lollipop. It's a nice trip in the bed you hop with this command.
All aboard!
All aboard for Candyland!
Oh, Dad! Charcoal! Charcoal, you're back! Dad, here's Charcoal. He's back. He didn't go away.
You see, Sheriff, it's just as I said. I knew Charcoal wouldn't go away.
Charcoal's been with us, Dad.
Well, I didn't think he'd run away for good. I just said it looked suspicious. Him disappearing right after Jim's body was found.
Sheriff, you don't think Charcoal had anything to do with killing Jim, do you?
Well, he could have done it. He was in the woods at the time Jim was killed, and nobody knows he might have been right at the very spot. And Charcoal knew if Jim took the house car away from Doc, that he would be out of a job. And besides that, Jim kicked Charcoal around right smart out at the nightclub one night. I seen him do that. Oh, yeah, Charcoal had reasons all right for wanting to get Jim out of the way.
That's true. Charcoal was in the woods at the time Jim was killed. But so were you, Sheriff.
Well, here, you boys knew where I was. I was down at the river washing the mud from my fishing hand.
You were not at the riverbank when we called you for supper because you didn't answer.
And we have positive proof that you were near the spot where Jim's body was found.
Can't show. You're all against me. What proof have you got?
The $500 reward check. The check you lost. Here it is right here. We just found it.
You did? You found it? Where?
Not more than 2 feet from the spot where Jim was killed.
Now, Sheriff. You're so anxious to accuse Mother, Dad, Betty, Charcoal, and all the rest of us. And now, we can accuse you. This is our ace in the hole.
Well, what do you know about that? It looks as if our little heroes have some real evidence against the sheriff. Our next episode should be very interesting and exciting.